Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Combine month starts in a couple days. Eagles looking for players. Every team's going to be looking for players. And two decisions that have come into focus, and I'm wondering if you think they are wise or unwise. Decision two is more interesting, but we'll just start with the decision. Show the camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. We got Richie here, and his musical days are back. He's making some music last night.
I was. I've been a little bit otherwise detained, but I started writing songs again last night.
Awesome. That's yeah. Fantastic.
And recording them on the app that we were talking to guys down at spring training with last year.
I remember that. Yep.
And so I'm actually trying to write songs like and include my kids. Like, hey, you want to work on writing a song with me?
Wow.
And because they're my two my 13-year-old and 15-year-old are pretty into music, and we're working on some stuff. So maybe
sweet,
we'll have something cool in the next week or so.
Well, there you go. Good stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Again, 888-729-9494. Do you think the Houston Astros championship should be taken away? Let's go to the phones, talk to John in Merchantville. John, what's up, man?
Hi. I put all these guys in the same category as Pete Rose. I mean, you do something, there's consequences in everything you do. So there's got to be penalties for these guys. I wouldn't let them play next year. And,
here's the problem with not letting them play next year. The commissioner already made a deal with them that they're allowed to play. That's the problem. Like, what everyone wants to do, we're handcuffed with because the commissioner said they're allowed to play. So that's – you got to deal with that.
I think there ought to be a special investigator, and whatever that guy comes down with, that's it. I think the commissioner's got to be removed from this whole situation.
He might be.
The owner, I would. Let's say all these guys don't play next year. Well, nobody's going to go watch the game. Well, I would give out free tickets to every student in Houston to come and watch the games with their parents. Every home game, free tickets. When I was a kid, I grew up in New York City. In high school, we had what we called the GO card. You bought it for $1, the card. And for 50 cents, you can get into a Ranger game, a Yankee game, a Knick game. You sat in, up in the bleachers or whatever. But we became sports fans. I'm a sports fan now.
Yeah.
I watch every sport because I was indoctrinated into that. I mean, if they do that in Houston, here's all new fans for you. All these kids in school will now be baseball fans.
Well, here's the thing, and John, look, I appreciate your perspective. I think that it's, I hate to say this, kind of pie in the sky. I mean, first off, kids in Houston, they are Astros fans.
Sure.
Right? They're living through high time. They've been living through high times, much like we in Philly and what kids were when they were 8, 10, and 12 years old, a decade ago when the Phillies were dominating the National League East for 5 straight years. A comparable thing has happened in Houston for, what is it, I think the last 4 years. One championship, playoff appearance. I mean, it's similar. So they're fans. They're already fans. Now, the idea of saying, okay, a punishment for the Astros is you have to give away a certain amount of free tickets each game. They could. I don't think they will. I mean, they could. But I don't expect that to happen.
Well, it'd be nice.
It would be nice. But you don't expect that to happen either, right? I mean, let's get real about it. So, 888-729-9494 to Keith. And by the way, we'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks coming up in 10 minutes. Keith and Ben Salem. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Keith.
I'm going to tell you, when the phones were off, I laughed so hard. You guys made my heart smile.
Wow.
You guys were wonderful.
Well, thank you.
It was amazing.
Well, Well, Keith, we're gonna have to we're gonna have to mix in more of these AMA questions because we said we keep rocking AMA. James has more questions, I'm sure, that came in, so we'll get to more. So you like that? Just no phone calls.
You know what? Listen, you guys do such a service for people that are driving their cars down the road and to make them smile. I mean, and to make me laugh and to just
good.
It's just so heart. I was going to talk about Philly's pitching.
Yep.
But then I heard Mitch Williams come on, and I heard his passion and his voice.
Yep.
And it's crazy that he's not like a coach somewhere in the major leagues. Could you hear it, or it was just me?
Oh, he was very passionate.
Sure was.
There's no question. Yeah, he's very, very passionate about it.
But he loves sports, and he loves, you know what I mean, loves what he did. Just like John Ritchie. I love
how
you.
How can you not?
It's just crazy
that
you guys really, really, you do service for people. I'm telling you. I mean,
that's very
kind. No doubt. That's why I want to call. And I love Seltzer because he's a great producer.
But
you guys are awesome.
Thank
that's
you. Keith, I just want to ask you one question because you heard what we were talking about earlier. When I said earlier that for non-Phillies players, Babe Ruth is my favorite baseball player of all time, like, why do these guys?
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's not out of bounds.
Right.
Yeah, sure. I don't have to have seen Babe Ruth live.
He's the best of the best.
It's Babe Ruth.
He was hitting them in the 20s out of the stadium.
Yeah.
There was no balls juiced up back then.
It stopped. He retired in 1935 when, you know, Joe was just
a negative
60 years. Wait, what year? 5 years old.
1935.
Yeah.
1935. I was negative 40. Negative 43. Yeah, negative 43. There you go.
Yeah. So
I feel like I've been living in the 30s lately, John, because I just watched a big series on the Roosevelts and the FDR stuff.
Did you? I'm surprised you didn't watch the Washington thing.
I haven't yet, but I will. Yeah.
That looked pretty intriguing.
I haven't seen even a preview. I mean, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen the preview.
I just saw, like, the preview on the History Channel or whatever it was.
I think it's Fox News, I thought. I love that stuff. Like, the John Adams special that was on HBO about a decade ago, phenomenal. Seven-part series, John Adams. You feel like you're in the times. You feel like you're in the Independence Hall when they're debating declare independence. Really, you do. It's really wonderful stuff. We will mix in other questions that have come in on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Because we did say, rolling AMA today. James, you got any other AMA questions thrown out at us today?
Yeah. All right, this one is from Jeffrey Johnson on Twitter. He asks, if you guys had a time machine but could only choose to go forwards or backwards in time, not both, which would you choose and why?
That is fascinating.
It's a great question.
I am almost certain I would choose backwards.
We knew that. I could have bet my life you would choose
backwards. Well, I don't know what is forward.
You love the past.
Well, I just mentioned 1776 and being in Independence Hall. Like, so what, I'm going to go to the year 2532 when...
Well, the problem is...
Such a no-brainer to go forward.
No.
Such a no-brainer.
I am excited about the idea of going forward, but you're at such an inherent disadvantage. Moving forward, you become the guy who has no clue what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you're
You
confused.
Go backward, you have more clue than everyone else.
You dominate.
What's going on.
Right, but
on.
Then you know what's coming, man. Think about that. You can go in the future and be like, oh, look who wins the World Series in 20-whatever, and then go back and bet on it. You can do so many different things like that. And then on top of it, just to know what's coming, where's the world? Look, maybe you could save the world. Did you think about that? You could go 50 years in the future and see what the biggest issue is and say, go back in time and fix that before it happens.
Wait,
how about that?
If you go forward, you don't know what's...
You find out what's going to happen, and then you come back.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about saving the world.
But we don't know if you can come back.
I think the question implied that you could.
Let's just say
I thought it was you could only choose to go forward, or you could choose to go back.
Well,
so come home.
Okay. Well, if we can come home, I think it'd be great to see what's
like
coming.
Like ET, you get to go home.
I'd rather see what's coming. That'd be
No way.
Fascinating.
No way. And
but
James,
it would be. It would be confusing.
It's a 100% easy answer for me.
No.
You could biff it.
Let me ask you. Well, you could biff it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could. But
what a good plan.
Yeah, but that's cheating. He'd be like the Astros. Jose Altuve would biff it. Well, no, I'm not a cheater. I just think that the bet is null and void. Let me ask you a question. Have you guys ever considered how we live in the future?
What do you mean?
Okay, like we're in the future of what was, you know, the past. Like meaning like tomorrow is the future. We're going to be there tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be in the future. Right now we are in what was the future a year ago. We are right now in what 200 years
in the present.
But 200 years ago people said, I wonder what 2020 will be like, right? I mean, they did, right? Like I just said 25 whatever I said, picking up a number, right? So like people used to wonder, I wonder what the 21st century will be like. We're in it. We're in it, man.
This is crazy.
No, I mean, take stock of the fact we are in what people used to wonder, what will it be like?
Of course.
And we ourselves will be there tomorrow, next year, next decade, and for the next however long we live. It's true.
I don't think that's profound at all.
It's not profound at all. It's the opposite of profound.
You've discovered something here. It's not.
No, it's not a deep thought in any way, shape, or form.
You guys are entitled to your opinion. I'll go to the phones and talk to Colin in Delaware because he's probably going to be nicer to me than you two. Colin, what's up, my man?
Don't count on it.
Yeah. Good luck with that one, buddy. First off, Joe, you know the plaintiff can go after you for damages if you lose this bet tomorrow. That's how it works in the court of law.
Well, maybe I'll spin it around the other way.
Well, you already said you're not going to win it. So you already said you're only going to get this null and void thing that you're trying to get going on. And I wanted an exhibit tomorrow, your statement yesterday that you said if it's null and void, you should still do the right thing. I want that played tomorrow.
Wait, what did I say?
You said if a bet's null and void, it's still somebody should do the right thing and pay up your bet.
Well, yeah, I was just implying Brazier's dangled this thing out there to everyone listening.
That only applies one way.
Well, why do I have to get my legs waxed? I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
It was
the bet.
Let me put this in baseball stars terms for you. Okay. If we made a little bet that I could hit 6 home runs in 6 games with Babe Ruth, but I didn't do my due diligence to know there's a 10-run rule in that little game that we liked to play when we were little.
Yep.
Did I lose the bet if I didn't get 6 because we had a couple shortened games?
Well, it depends. Did they change the rules after you made the bet?
Baseball star rules are in effect. You know that. I just didn't do my due diligence to know that there was a
Yeah.
And I wouldn't talk.
Interesting.
If I were your lawyers, I would tell you to talk as little as possible.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're right. We got some incriminating stuff. Just the previous segment.
All right, Colin, talk to me here. Should the Houston Astros championship be taken away?
Yeah. The penalty minimum starts at $50 million for me. I can't even put a number on what this did for the Houston Astros monetary-wise. I mean, $5 million is such a small little thing. I mean, I would love to take away the championship. I don't know really what that's going to do in the end. But and minimum throwing out things like no international signings for them, no all-star games in Houston, whatever we could do to, like, and the only way we're really going to put this behind us, I hate to say it, is let the catcher wear an Apple Watch, let the pitcher wear an Apple Watch, and make it a secure line. That's the only way, in my opinion, this is going to get put behind us, and everybody's going to say the integrity of the game's back, because you're really not going to know.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that stuff. And, Colin, I understand your point, but you know, when people talk about, like, let's have robot umpires and the Apple Watch stuff.
What's wrong with it for signals?
What's
wrong with that, Joe?
Because
so that people can't steal it. It's contained.
It makes perfect sense,
yeah,
but Joe's going to say,
why do you like it?
Joe's
really
going to say no because it's different.
Yeah, why?
Because he is a, what was the word? Man, I forget the word now.
But why?
Whatever,
traditionalist.
Yeah, I don't get your argument against it. Like, what's your problem with the pitcher and catcher being able to hide their signals that way?
I mean,
how does it give them an advantage? They're doing the exact same thing.
Solution.
They're just using it for signals. Same thing they always do. Just no one can see it.
So
but
where do they do it? They do it right on their wrist.
Yeah, it would be on the watch.
Oh, Luddite.
Why does that bother you?
Luddite.
Like,
when I watch baseball, I don't need to see a guy go to his watch.
What's the difference? You see him looking for a signal and said he's looking at his watch instead of looking at the catcher.
It's faster, too.
Of course you don't like it.
Speed the game up.
Why don't you like it?
I don't have to answer your why questions with more than I give you.
Okay,
I give you what I give you.
Very clever.
I don't like it because it's different.
I don't like it. That's what you sound like.
Cut your own audio right there. No, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, am I open to the pitcher being able to look at his watch and the catcher? I mean, I'll consider it. I'm not in. It doesn't seem to work for me. I mean, guys, I don't. Guys, I'll tell you this.
You just say I don't like
I'll
it.
Tell
you
this.
No reason.
I don't.
For
I don't. Right. I'll go back to something that started.
You don't like it because it doesn't seem to work for
it's
you.
Different.
I'll go back to something 25 years ago. I don't like the fact that the quarterbacks in pro football can hear from the coaches, and I think it's given offenses in football too much of an advantage.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, what does that have to do with Apple Watches?
It's just about technology and where it can go. Again, I would rather have
where it can
what,
go.
What bad could come from it? From pitcher and catcher being able to coordinate on a watch.
From a visual standpoint, I don't
A visual standpoint?
From a visual standpoint.
It would be quicker. Yeah.
I don't find it appealing to look at, as a viewer, as a sports fan, to look at how many you got, about 250 pitches a game, 250 times that the pitcher looks at his watch.
Wait, he steps off the mound, he looks at the ball, he looks at all this stuff. Like, what's the difference?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Take your poll.
You're being
no,
crazy.
I'm just being
right
honest
now.
With you. I don't want to see a pitcher look at his watch.
Hey, you're not gonna. You're gonna be watching the batter. You're gonna be watching the batter get set up. You know, like it's not gonna be the camera zooming in on the pitcher and the catcher communicating via Apple Watch. It's gonna be focused on the new guy who's in the box.
If you guys,
and then all of a sudden, boom, it's communicated. Okay. The here comes the pitch.
If you guys think the pitcher looking at his watch 250 times in 3 hours is good television. Go for it. I think
you
it's
mean,
bad.
As opposed to standing
television.
There and, you know, doing hand signals and shaking things off.
Yes.
Like, no, it's the same
crazy.
Thing.
You wouldn't even be able to say shook it off anymore. That phrase
this
wouldn't be – that phrase, I shook it off. You wouldn't even have that phrase. That's part of baseball.
Joe,
he shook it off.
This is among your
I
more ridiculous arguments.
I hope you recognize
arguments.
That this is just you.
I was joking at the end that he shook it off, but I do believe it.
Entrenched with the OCD, things can't ever change things, right?
Well, I understand why you think that, but I disagree. Let's go out on the Schwartz-Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Schwartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. Tons of Eagles stuff to talk to him about. Of course, he'll be out in Indianapolis in a couple days for the NFL Combine. He is Mr. Elliot Shore-Parks. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right,
hi, Elliot.
Elliot, lots of football, but one quick baseball question, then right to the Combine and the Eagles. As a sports fan, do you think the Houston Astros championship should be taken away from them?
I do. And I will say that, you know, when they take, like, Heismans away from people or remove, you know, national titles in college, I always think it's kind of pointless. But to me, the fact that this is going to happen because of arguably the biggest sports scandal in the history of sports, I think you have to set the – precedent of doing it. And you know, this idea that you'll end up doing it all the time if you do it once, I don't really think that's the case. This is probably the first time there's been almost universal feeling that you should do it, so I do think it should be taken away.
I don't think it's universal. I mean, I disagree.
Nice work, Elliot. So,
you know,
thank you.
And it's not a bigger scandal than the Black Sox, but that's neither here nor there. All right, Elliot,
I think it is, but we can disagree.
Let's get to the Eagles and the Combine. What kind of contingent of birds are we looking? I mean, Howie Roseman, like, who, let's put it this way. Howie Roseman's front office, in the absence of Joe Douglas, as they look at the college players, and then ultimately it'll be the pro players with free agency. Just paint a landscape for us of the prime decision makers involved, in addition to Howie, with Joe Douglas no longer here.
Yeah, well, so when Joe Douglas left, the Eagles retained Andy Weidel, who was Joe Douglas's essential right-hand man almost his whole career. They were together in Baltimore. They came over from Baltimore to Philadelphia together. So Andy Weidel's still there. He'll have a ton to say on it. Obviously, Howie will. Doug Peterson will be there. So those really are your top two decision makers, Howie Roseman and Andy Weidel. But the whole scouting staff will be there. And, I mean, things will operate basically as they were before, only without Joe Douglas. I mean, they've already been – though I guess this will be their first draft without Joe Douglas, actually. So this will be their first time doing it. But I think with Andy Weidel there, it'll really help kind of – smooth over the transition.
Hey, it was interesting the way that you said Doug Peterson will be there. How much input do you believe he has in the personnel decisions?
I think he has some input. I think that, you know, when they talk to the coaching staff about what they want in certain players, Doug obviously has a lot of input in that. The fact that they've worked together now for multiple drafts, I do think Howie has maybe a better idea of what Doug is looking for, just as you would with anybody when you work for multiple years in a row. That being said, I don't think Doug gets to pick any players. This is going to be the scouting staff draft, obviously, how he's going to make the picks. And Doug will coach the players once they're here. So I think they'll try to get Doug players he likes, but I don't think Doug gets to make the final decision or really anywhere close to the final decision on anywhere any of these draft picks.
You know, the combine is fascinating stuff, but there are also some free agents on the horizon here. I know that you've been digging in pretty deep, especially on the defensive side of things.
Yeah.
The defensive ends – available in free agency, do you like any of them?
Yeah, I actually like that position the most of all the free agents. I'd rather spend big money on a defensive end than I would any of the cornerbacks or the wide receivers, even though you could argue those might be bigger positions in need. I think that there's just more talent to be had at defensive end. When you look at the guys that are out there, they're proven playmakers that are still at a relatively young age, and that's exactly what you want from a free agent when they do hit the market. So you look out there, and you see guys like Jadeveon Clowney, Shaquille Barrett. I'm going to try to pronounce his name. Yannick Ngakoue from there you go, yeah, from Jacksonville. Even Kyle Van Noy from New England.
Yeah.
Or an older guy like Robert Quinn. I think there's just a lot of
Robert Quinn's 30, correct?
He is 30, but I think that you could have him come in and maybe, you know, be that backup to Derek Barnett. But I think he's just very dependable. Like you saw in Dallas, when he went back to putting his hand in the ground and being more of just a consistent pass rusher, he had a very good year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'd be an upgrade over what they have now. So I just think I would rather give one of those guys, maybe not Robert Quinn, but one of those top end guys, 15 plus, you know, $16 plus million dollars a year than I would give it to Byron Jones or Chris Harris Jr. or, you know, Robbie Anderson.
You wrote an interesting article about Darius Slay from the Lions potentially being a target of the Eagles. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so Darius Slay, according to ESPN report, the Lions are listening to offers for him. They've talked to teams about him. This is a player that the Eagles had interest in prior to the trade deadline this past season when they were also trying to get Chris Harris. So I do think there'll be interest there from the Eagles' perspective, how he checks in on everything. And he's a guy that I think I would have a lot of interest in if I were the Eagles. And for two reasons. One, I know he's a little older. He's 29. But he's also a proven player. I mean, I think he's proven more than Byron Jones has throughout his career. Now, you're going to have to trade for him. So you're talking about giving up a draft pick and also going out and giving him a big deal. But, you know, when I look at these corners, and I know interceptions aren't the end-all be-all, but if I'm giving a guy $15 million a year, I would know they're going to make plays. Like when the Eagles brought in Nnamdi Asamoah, he didn't have a lot of interceptions in his career, and everyone said, well, that's because he doesn't get targeted a lot. And I'm not saying it's an apples-to-apple comparison, but when you look at Darius Slay, he has a lot of interceptions, a lot of pass deflections. He makes plays around the ball. I don't really see that with Byron Jones. So if I'm going to give one guy a big contract, I'd rather have it be Darius Slay, even if it means giving up a draft pick as well.
Josh Norman became available. Is he done? I mean, is he worth the Eagles taking a look at?
Well, if it comes to Josh Norman playing for this team, things have gone terribly wrong. I mean, I think there's
– That's not 2015 always, anymore?
No, it's not 2015 anymore. I mean, look, is he maybe a better option than a Sidney Jones or Rasul Douglas? Maybe a change of scenery if you bring him here. It's possible. But I just think there's better options out there. I'd rather have Jalen Mills be back. I'd rather Ronald Darby. I would actually rather have Ronald Darby come back. I can't believe I just said that. I almost had to check myself. But I'd rather have Ronald Darby. I'd rather maybe go through somebody with the draft. I just think at Norman's point in his career, he's going to want to play all the snaps. He's going to want to be the starter. And he's probably going to cost a little more than you would think. So I would not be a fan of bringing in Josh Norman.
Elliot Shure-Parks with us, as he is every Tuesday. Elliot, big part of free agency, of course, is decisions on guys that have been your own players. And the Eagles have a bunch of them as free agents. So curious, from your standpoint, if you think the Eagles want the following players back. Do you think they want Jason Peters back?
I don't think they want Jason Peters back. I don't. I mean, when you invest a first-round pick in Andre Dillard, and you already sit him for one full year, and look, you don't always want money to be the reason you make these decisions, but just from an economic standpoint, when you're the Eagles and you only get Andre Dillard on 4 years, maybe a fifth year of his rookie deal, and you think he's an elite starting left tackle, then you got to put him out there. I think they've given Jason Peters enough opportunities to retire here. He does not want to retire. So I don't think they want Jason.
All right, tell me, before we move to another player, tell me if you agree with this thought, this theory. that what seems like a layup, inserting the first-round draft pick from last year, Andre Dillard, at left tackle, when there's no debate who the right tackle is because it's a healthy Lane Johnson, that as we sit here now moving closer to late February, February the 18th, it's interesting, if not concerning, that the Eagles have not yet issued a, you know what, we thank Jason Peters for his time. Great decade. He won't be back. Andre Dillard is the left tackle. Lane Johnson is the right tackle. Here we are, guys, 3 weeks from free agency. They haven't said it.
You're right.
Haven't said it. Makes me believe, Elliot, right, that Jason Peters could be back.
So I'm not concerned about that yet. And the reason is a lot of times, like, they'll give guys that they think, you know, they're going to end up releasing, moving on from. They'll let them kind of have the combine. Their agents can go, you know, do some informal type scouting to see what teams might be interested, what teams might not be. So I do think they'll probably give them through the combine to make that type of announcement. You know, I guess the worst case scenario would be Peters goes there or his agent goes there. He finds out there's no interest and maybe they try to get the Eagles to bring him back. But just at this point, I would be very surprised.
All right. What about Mills and Darby? Do you think they want either of them back?
I think they'd be more open to bringing Mills back for two reasons. One, I think he'd be somewhat cheaper. His value is not really that high right now, coming off of missing almost half of last season. So I think he would make sense to bring back. Jim Schwartz is a big fan of him. They kind of already gone the one-year route with Ronald Darby, and it didn't work out. I think they're probably ready to move on from him. But Jalen Mills, you could legitimately sign at a cheaper rate and get a solid season out of him. I don't really think that's going to end up being the case with Darby.
And then finally, Aguilar, just done.
Yeah, I think it's probably a situation where both sides are ready to move on. I wouldn't be against bringing back Aguilar just because I still think he has talent, honestly. I know he has key drops at bad times. There's no getting around that, but he's a good route runner. I think he's still pretty explosive with the ball in his hands when he can hold on to it. So I wouldn't be against it, but I think both sides are ready to kind of just move on from that.
All right, Elliot, great stuff, Luke. We'll be talking to you a lot over the next couple of weeks, normally just on Tuesdays, but I'm sure we'll have you on multiple times because with the combine – and free agency, and, of course, then the draft up ahead. There's a lot to hit with you. Again, follow all of Elliot's works, the Go Birds page on the website, 94wip.com/GoBirds. Elliot, have a great time, and Andy, we'll talk to you as we get closer to that.
All right, sounds good. Good luck at your trial this week.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. Mr. Elliot Shore Park. Shout out to Cameron John Ritchie. Time's yours up ahead at 1:45 today. Shout out to Cameron John Ritchie on WIP.
I want to share the biggest change that I've seen since I started Nutrisystem. I weigh 208 pounds. I haven't weighed this little and felt this good and this energized since I was a kid. Literally a kid, like 15 years old. That's crazy to me. I'm wearing clothes that I feel good about at this point, and it's all so easy to manage because I grab my breakfast, I grab my lunch, I throw it in my bag, I take it to work, I pop it in the microwave when I'm here, and it's all delicious food that I pick. I pick the menu. I choose the stuff I love to eat, like pizza and burgers and breakfast sandwiches and chicken parmesan, ice cream, candy bars, and they deliver the food right to my door. And these meals, they're perfectly balanced. They put me in fat-burning mode. They do the work for you. All you do is you eat and you lose weight. It works. And guys, you'll lose 18 pounds, up to 18 pounds and 8 inches overall in your first month. They money-back guarantee that. I lost 30 in the first month. You got to listen here. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right-hand corner of the page and use the promo code radio to get 50% off plus a week of protein-packed shakes for free. Do not put this off any longer. It will work. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio right now. Click on the radio icon on the top right and use the promo code radio to get started. Results vary. Offer restrictions apply. See website for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!